Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, September 26th. Great racing, Belmont, Santa Anita now running, lots of stuff going on. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site, and ADW, Advanced Deposit Wagering Company, legal and licensed in the U.S. with great betting tools and perks. Go to amwager.com to find out more and sign up, become a member. You can also get the written version by clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with race 8 at Belmont on Saturday, September 26th, with a post of 4:42 Eastern. And this is the Noble Damsel Stakes, grade 3. And in this 9-horse field, 10-1 entered for main track only. Sweet By and By is the one to beat because the field is well-balanced, I believe. She's going to go to post near her, 7-2 starting odds, making her a key win bet on the day and to start the Key Races and Bets. Sweet By and By was 6-14 before going on the sidelines this past January, then returning in August in the Tony Dutro barn. The debut was a turf sprint, and she ran huge, missed by a half length and a head in that race, the Caress Stakes at Saratoga. Stretching out to this mile trip 25 days later, Sweet By and By gamely fought head and head the entire length of the stretch, came out on top by a neck. The 111 Echo Base speed figure she earned is tied for the best last race in the field with Blowout and is slightly better than the 110 figures Viadora and Noor Sahara earned when first and second, respectively, in the Della Rose Stakes, also at Saratoga this summer. Likely to take a big step forward throughout the layoff, Sweet By and By can earn her 8th career win in the 17th start of her career. Noor Sahara, Blowout, and Viadora cannot be discounted as contenders to win or to hit the boards. They will absolutely be used on exacta, trifecta, and double tickets. But the win bet in race 8 at Belmont, the Noble Damsel post 4:42 Eastern, is Sweet By and By at 9-5 or better. For the exactas, we're going to play Sweet By and By over Noor Sahara, Blowout, and Viadora, and then turn it around and play Noor Sahara, Blowout, and Viadora over Sweet By and By. The recommendation is to play the first exacta for twice as much as the second. Example, $4 and $2, $10 and $5. The trifecta is going to be Sweet By and By overall over Noor Sahara, Blowout, and Viadora. That covers any of the other 5 horses coming in second and complements the first of the 2 exactas. For doubles, there's going to be 3 doubles I want to play here. The first is very simple, Sweet By and By in race 8, share the ride in race 9. The second, Sweet By and By, Noor Sahara, Blowout, and Viadora in race 8, share the ride in race 9. In race, the third double is going to be all in race 8 and share the ride in race 9. Race 9 is the Vosburgh Stakes, post 5:14 Eastern on Saturday, 9:26. And as you can probably tell from the double recommendations, there's only one horse I like, and that is Share the Ride. Sure, the other 5 horses all have races good enough to win, but at the same time, all 5 do not look capable of beating Share the Ride in their current form compared to his. Winner of 3 races from his first 5, Share the Ride didn't win again from May 2019 until July 20 this year. That win came off a 6.5-month layoff. It was also the first time he was entered for a claiming price. Also, more importantly and most importantly, it was first after being gelded. Trainer Arriaga picked Share the Ride up for $16,000 a day, and since then, he's run 4 times, but only 2 in dirt sprints, and those were both huge efforts, first finishing second in August with a 108 Echo Base figure, then 2 races after 2 turf races, the best race of his career, last out with a 113 figure. That figure is the best, fastest winning figure earned by any horse in this field ever, with the exception of Ferenc Fire, and it's the best figure run by any horse in this race in 2020. Share the Ride earned that win, leading from start to finish, but also won from off the pace. Manny Franco gets on, and in his current form, Share the Ride is the one the rest have to beat to win. Win bet, Share the Ride, 2-1 or better in the Vosburgh. Moving across the country to Santa Anita for a couple nice stakes. The Speakeasy Stakes, race 5, post 5:39 Eastern, 2:39 Pacific. This is a win you're in for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint for two-year-olds, the first full weekend in November, and as such, this nine-horse field consists of three first-time starters and three horses running on turf for the first time. One of those is Windy City Red, who broke his maiden easily at first asking on the all-weather at Golden Gate. The transition from all-weather to turf is not nearly as difficult as it is for horses that have only raced on dirt, and this colt is handled by a high-percentage trainer in Jonathan Wong, who doesn't ship to Southern California often, but is dangerous when he does. Windy City Red earned a 79 figure in his debut, well within range of horses with much lower odds than his 15-1, particularly when you consider two-year-olds can improve markedly from one race to another. Amanza Yimpillo is a filly facing males who ships in from New York for top trainer Wesley Ward out of a third-place finish in the Bolton Landing Stakes at Saratoga, making her the only horse in the field with stakes experience. She stalked in second position early in that race and ran just fine with an 84 figure. She won her debut in June with an 85 figure, also a turf sprint. Although she led start to finish, she takes blinkers off, so she should not be a need-the-lead type here. Feathers, the other filly in the race, also opens a double-digit odds, like Windy City Red, this time 12-1. Feathers won in her debut at 7 furlongs on the turf in England, tracking the leader and gamely winning by a nose, then finished 5th in a stakes. She comes to the U.S., she gets a great outside post, an underrated jockey in Ricky Gonzalez, and she's got a shot to upset. In the Speakeasy Stakes, race 5 at San Lito, the post of 5:39 Eastern, 2:39 Pacific, the win bet play will be any of the three contenders, Windy City Red, Amanzi Yimpillo, and Feathers, at 4-1 or higher, and if two of the three are near 4-1, I'll bet them both, and you should too. When making multiple win bets, use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating or proportioning your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. Then based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly, and Wager has a free dutching tool available among any other great features. For the Exacta box, we'll play Windy City Red, Amanzi and Pillow and Feathers overall. Just for a buck, it's a nice play. Moving a couple races down the road to the Rodeo Dives Drive Stakes, race 7 at Santa Anita, Saturday, 9:26, post 6:41 Eastern, 3:41 Pacific. And I'm going to start with Tanahatutu, who's run three huge races in a row since Doug O'Neill reached in to claim for a $32,000 price in May. A very consistent mare, Tanahatutu has been first or second in 12 of 29, including a win in the race she was claimed out of. Abel Sadil rode her for the first time last out and rode her exceptionally well in rallying for third draw off by two lengths at the end. And although she was in a claiming race in May, Tanahatutu fits well with these as she missed by a half length the Maxim Rate two before last, with Maxim Rate going on to win the CTT Stakes last month. And she missed by a nose to Bodicita one before last, with Bodicita going on to win the Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon. There's also no concern about Tanahatutu's ability to run 10 furlongs, as her sire is Sir Prancelot, a European sire who has only had a few runners in the U.S. However, one of those is the likely favorite in this race, Lady Prancelot, who won the Grade 1 American Oaks at this 10-furlong trip last December. Macho Unusual is the other main contender for win bets. She led late and came up a half length short to Lady Prancelot in the American Oaks, and she ran well in three or four races since, including when third of 10 in the Grade 1 Gamely Stakes in May. She's going to enjoy stretching back out to 10 furlongs, and I'm not concerned about Pratt getting off her Bodicita, which makes sense. Juan Hernandez, who gets on, is an underrated turf rider. Mucho Unusual opens at 5-1, so offers value similar to Tanahatutu, whereas the others do not, at least insofar as win bets are concerned. Bodicita and Lady Prancelot, 5-2 and 2-1 respectively, can win but don't have to. The strategy is going to be to try and split them with Tanahatutu and Mucho Unusual, besides win bets on those two. In first or second, hopefully, we can get that done. We'll also add Maxim Rate on Exacta tickets. She won the Grade 3 Senorita Stakes in May of 2019 as in top form with two wins and a loss by head in her last three. In the Rodeo Drive, race 7 at Santa Anita, Saturday, 9:26 post, 6:41 Eastern, 3:41 Pacific. Win bets, Tanahatutu and Mucho Unusual and or a 2-1 or better. If both go to post 2-1 or better, use a dutching tool. It's a kind of race where a dutching tool, like the free one at AmWager, really comes in handy, helping proportion your bets, doing the math for you, and helping you to make the best profit. Exactas. We're going to play four Exacta tickets here, trying to split the favorites, as I said. Tanahatutu over Maxim Rate, Bodicita, Mucho Unusual, and Lady Prancelot. Turn it around. Maxim Rate, Bodicita, Mucho Unusual, and Lady Prancelot over Tanahatutu. Mutual Unusual, over. Maxim Rate, Bodicida, Lady Prancelot, and Tonahudu, turn around. Maxim Rate, Bodicida, Lady Prancelot, and Tonahudu, over. Mutual Unusual. Don't forget to take a look at the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, at Amwager.com under How to Bet. And please check out Amwager when you're there. Support them for supporting us. It is a great betting site. I use it all the time. Amwager.com. Good luck this week at the races, and we'll talk to you next weekend.